This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special presentation from Interlochen Public Radio. Throughout the year, we welcome a variety of guest artists to our Studio A, and we wanted to share just a few highlights from this year's guest performances with you. We'll start with a performance given in Studio A by the Goldstein, Pellid, Fitterstein Trio. That's pianist Elon Goldstein, cellist Amit Pellid, and clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein. Here they are to perform the Hasidic Fantasy by Joachim Stuchevsky.
Thank you.
The Hasidic Fantasy by Joachim Stuchevsky, performed in IPR's Studio A by the Goldstein, Pellid, Fitterstein Trio, featuring clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein, cellist Amit Pellid, and pianist Alon Goldstein. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special program featuring some notable performances from Studio A this past year. We welcomed tubist Phil Cinder and pianist Derek Polischuk to Studio A this summer. Here they are to perform music of Bill Dobbins, Dream and Dance. Music of Bill Dobbins, performed in IPR's Studio A by tubist Phil Sinder and pianist Derek Polischuk. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for a program featuring a sample of music performed in IPR's Studio A this year. Next, it's music performed by the Catharsis Wind Quintet when they visited the studio. Here they are with the first tableau from Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring.
Thank you. Thank you.
The first tableau from Igor Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, performed in IPR's Studio A by the Catharsis Wind Quintet. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this program featuring just a few performances that took place in IPR's Studio A over this past year. We'll hear now from violinist Margaret Bacher with pianist Robert Koenig as they perform the first movement of the Violin Sonata No. 5, the Spring Sonata by Ludwig van Beethoven. A performance given in IPR Studio A this summer by violinist Margaret Becher and pianist Robert Koenig, performing the first movement of Beethoven's Violin Sonata No. 5, the Spring Sonata. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special presentation featuring some notable performances from Studio A this past year. We'll hear now from a faculty wind quintet from Interlaken Arts Camp. They came and performed music of Amanda Harberg. We'll hear the third and fourth movements of her Suite for Woodwind Quintet.
Thank you.
A faculty quintet from Interlochen Arts Camp performing music of Amanda Harberg in IPR's Studio A. We heard the third and fourth movements of Harberg's Suite for Woodwind Quintet. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for tuning in to this program that features a sample of music performed this year in IPR's Studio A. We welcomed pianist Sarah Cahill to the studio this summer, and she played a piece that composer John Adams wrote for her in the 1970s. Here she is in Studio A to play China Gates. Thank you. pianist Sarah Cahill in IPR Studio A, performing a piece John Adams wrote for her in the 70s called China Gates. You're listening to Classical IPR Interlochen Public Radio, WIAA Interlochen, 88.7 FM, WIAB Mackinac City, 88.5 FM, and W234BU Traverse City, 94.7 FM, online at classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this program featuring just a few performances from IPR's Studio A over this past year. We'll hear now from violinist Martin Chalafort performing the first and last movements of a sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
The first and last movements of a violin sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed in IPR Studio A by violinist Martin Chalafort. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this program featuring some notable performances from Studio A this year, including this next one, the world premiere recording of a piece by Tony Manfredonia. It's called Whoa! With an exclamation point. Performed here by faculty members from the Bayview Music Festival, the Bayview Wind Quintet.
Thank you.
the Bayview Wind Quintet performing music of Tony Manfredonia in IPR Studio A. That was the world premiere recording of a piece called Whoa. That's W-H-O-A! I'm Amanda Sewell. You're tuned to a special presentation featuring some notable performances from IPR Studio A over the past year. Now we'll hear from oboist Dwight Perry with pianist Robert Koenig to perform the Oboe Sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns. The Oboe Sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns, performed in IPR's Studio A by pianist Robert Koenig and oboist Dwight Perry. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this presentation featuring a few performances from IPR's Studio A over the past year. This year we welcomed the Calidor String Quartet to Studio A. Here they are performing the third movement of the String Quartet No. 3 by Felix Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
The String Quartet No. 3, the third movement, music of Felix Mendelssohn, performed in IPR's Studio A by the Kalidor String Quartet. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this summer we also welcomed saxophonist Tim McAllister and pianist Liz Ames to Studio A. Here they are to perform a sonata by Fernand de Kruk.
Thank you.
Music of Fernand de Crook, performed in IPR's Studio A by saxophonist Tim McAllister and pianist Liz Ames. They performed her sonata for saxophone and piano. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this program featuring a sample of music performed in Studio A over this past year. Here's pianist Christopher Harding during his visit to Studio A, performing a couple of movements from Robert Schumann's Kreisleriana.
Thank you.
a couple of movements from Robert Schumann's Kreisleriana, performed in IPR Studio A by pianist Christopher Harding. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for tuning in to this program of presentations from Studio A. We welcome the Friction Quartet this summer. Here they are to perform their arrangement of Little Red Corvette, music of Prince. Little Red Corvette, originally a song by Prince, arranged and performed there by the Friction String Quartet in IPR's Studio A. Last but not least on this program, we'll hear from pianist John Novacek, who gave the following exciting performance of a work of his own composition in Studio A. Here he is to play his intoxication rag. Pianist John Novacek in IPR Studio A performing his own work, The Intoxication Rag. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this special presentation of some performances that took place in IPR's Studio A over this past year. The recordings heard in this program were engineered by Brock Moorman, with assistance from James Proble and Michael Culler. You can find many archive Studio A performances and interviews at classicalipr.org. This is Interlaken Public Radio. Thank you.